Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. This show is sponsored by Rashad Detail, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and Owner, Have Wheels Will Clean. I also want to take the opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week and taking the nuggets that we're dropping to help you live the best life you can. Today, I really felt in my heart to go back and do continuation of a series I did a week or two ago in regarding agape love. I think this is a very important issue that we need to address in the times that we're living in right now. So I am going to be giving you three steps to walk in agape love. The first step is accept God and be born again. Now, what do I mean about accept God? There's only two ways we can live in this world. It's either godly or worldly, okay? So if you're not a sinner, you're a Christian. And if you're not a Christian, you're a sinner. So that's what I mean by accepting God. And when you accept God, you must be born again. And what I mean by that is you have to allow God to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And what that means also is that he will allow his spirit to come live on the inside of you and guide and direct your path. That's the important key, to get the Holy Ghost so he can direct your steps in this world. And it'll teach you all things and give you the ability to counteract Satan's attack. With this pandemic, I think it's a deadly angel in this world. And in order to live, we're going to have to learn how to accept the strategies and attacks of Satan. Because Satan will appear to be a light, but be not deceived. God is not marked. What you sow, you're going to reap. And he is a liar and a deceiver. So keep that in mind. He will deceive you and come to you and appear to you like he's God. But that's just his strategy to take you away from the will of God. So, again, the first step is to accept God and be born again. Now, a lot of Christians, they call themselves accepting God. They go get water baptized, but they don't get spirit baptized. And spirit baptized is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So they think they're going to heaven, but they're not, because in John 3, it says you have to have both of the baptisms in order to see the kingdom of God. The second step that you need to know how to walk in agape love is to love and value people that is placed in your life. Now, everybody is not coming into your life to stay into your life. So, again, the Holy Ghost will let you know when to cut and fold. Now, you're here to be a blessing, and love is a blessing. That's the commandment that God came back to give us, that we love one another. So, you're going to have these attacks when people draw to you because they want to steal that love out of you and make you go back to the way you used to be before you were born again. So keep that in your foremost mind, that when you have attacks from people coming against you, it's not the person, it's Satan's attack trying to move you away from the will of God in your life. So you have to be mindful of that. You can't go around hating people, because it's, like I said, it's not the person, it's Satan trying to move you away from the will of God. Now, there's some people that's coming in your life that's meant to be there for a lifetime, okay? So you have to let the Holy Spirit guide you and lead you in that direction as to when to know if this person is to stay a lifetime or he's just coming through for a moment. Now, the lifetime person is supposed to be your spouse, okay? That is a lifetime person that comes into your life, okay? Your parents are lifetime people. They're going to be in your life until they leave this world. So when you're picking a spouse, the first thing you must find out if they are born again. Also remember, Satan is a deceiver. So it depends on whether you have discernment, because that's what the Holy Spirit will give you, discernment to let you know if this person is really telling the truth. So that's one key element in when you're looking for a spouse, is to make sure they're born again. Because the Bible says that light and darkness cannot dwell in the same place. But also remember, if a person tell you that they are born again, you can't listen to what they say. You have to watch their actions, because the action will tell if they're born again or not. So don't listen, watch. That's another key. You have to watch how they treat you. You have to watch how they treat other people in their lives. And that is the key to let you know if they're telling the truth, because the truth just sets you free. Also, you have to place value on these people that's coming through your life. If you know your purpose and what you're here to do, then that'll be an easy way as well to determine whether these people coming through your life is going to stay for a short moment or if they're going to be there for a lifetime. It's very important to place value on their life, because there's so much negativism in this world that people will come into your life, as I said, and try to steal the goodness out of you. They will drain you dry. So that's the attack of Satan. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So that's another nugget you need to keep into your mind when you're dealing with people and placing love and value on them. Because they're jealousy as well. So they may be jealous that you got something they don't have. But when you're born again, you try to give, not try, you will give that person the tools to get to where you are, to be born again. So you have to be careful and watch their actions to know if they really want to be born again or if they were sent by Satan to pull your anointing out of you. The third step you need to know in walking in agape love is to renew your mind daily. Once you get born again, it's a lifetime process, okay? We hope to stay that way until Jesus comes back or take us out of this world. So you have to renew your mind daily with the Word of God, because that's the only way you're going to know the attacks of Satan. Because once Satan knows that you don't know his attacks, he's going to drag you down. He's going to drag you down. He's going to force you to do things that if you were a Christian, you wouldn't normally do. Okay? He's going to tell you, okay, if you take this hit of weed, this going to take all the problems of your life away. But what it does, it makes you an addict. Because once you get that high, you try to get the high, a higher high, or you try to get the high that you first experienced, okay? In talking to a lot of addicts, that's what they tell me. I've never been on drugs, but this is the key they say. Once you take that first hit of any type of addictive drug, you try to experience that first high, and that's how you become an addict, and that's an attack of Satan. Because he know once you're an addict, you're not going to pick up no Bible. You're not going to think about God. You just want to get that high. And you will do crazy stuff to get that high. It's a very selfish act because you don't even care. They tell me you don't even care about what you're doing to the people that you love. And that's a sad state to be into, listeners, where you are so focused on yourself in your needs that you don't even care about the people that love you are trying to help you get over that addiction. As I told you, I deal with prison ministry, and it's a whole lot of people. I think 99% of them are in prison because of drugs. I'm not saying all of them were addicts, but drugs was the reason they did the crime that they committed. So now they're here in the belly of the beast, and they don't know what to do, don't know how to get there. And even the people that's coming in that's Christians, I was interviewing a guy a week or two ago. He was like, "Miss Linda, they don't even think that we are born again because, you know, my friend told me that prison is a place where God molds men. So sometimes he has to take you out to let you see yourself and to accept him and let him become the person that leads and guides your life." So I thought that was a very interesting point that he brought out, because we do, as going into prisons, we go into prisons to try to get those inmates saved so when they return to society, they will not reoffend or they will not be part of the recidivism rate that's going on, because prison is a business, and their job is to keep you going back in and out of prison to keep their jobs, okay? So you have to be in the Word of God each and every day. If only you take 5 minutes and just read one passage out of the Bible, that will set the tone for your day. And as my pastor tells us all the time, focus on whatever problem you're having. Like if you're dealing with anger, go into the Word and get all the scriptures that dealing with anger. If you're dealing with addictions, go into the Bible and find out what God says about how to overcome these obstacles. And you have to meditate on it day and night until you get your breakthrough. And trust and believe me, you will get that breakthrough if you do the word daily. Because God's word says he will not fail. So if you do and follow the principles that's lined out in the issue that you're dealing with, you will get that breakthrough. But you have to be constant and consistent with doing it. You can't go find the scripture and read it one day and go back to it next week or go back to it a month later. You have to do it daily, okay? Because you're trying to transform yourself. And in order to do that transformation, you have to feed your body and mind and soul the right food. Also, we are still talking about you also need to find a church and pastor that believes in the Word of God. Because you have a lot of false prophets out here. So once you get born again and get that discernment, God will show you who is real and who is not. So never sit under a pastor that makes you feel guilty about your life, that makes you feel condemned about what you do. That is a false prophet. Because the man of God that you choose to go to should be giving you the tools to live a godly life. And what I mean godly is peace, love, joy. If you're not experiencing that, you're in the wrong church. And you need to try to go find the right one. Because it's like sitting at a table with no food. Pastors are here to be servants, to feed you the Word of God, to allow you to live the abundant life that God has placed you here to live. Okay? So just wanted to come in, and it's just been on my heart, getting that love walk. Now, I'm going to tell you, when you step out into that love walk, okay, Satan's going to come instantly. He's going to send people straight at you to try to deter you from walking that love walk. So what you do with that, if you find yourself being pulled back down into your emotions, you pray to God, ask for forgiveness, and pray for that person that they find God, okay? And it's a continual cycle because, like the Bible says, once the devil come and leave, he brings seven devils back at you the second time around. So that's why you have to pray and stay in strength and apply these biblical principles to your life. So when he comes back with those seven more devils, you know how to counteract that attack. Okay? Take these nuggets, do them daily, renew your mind, accept God and be born again. Love and value the people that come across your life because we're here to be servants of God. And we're here to help people live the prosperous and abundant life that God has for us to live. Okay? Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to take these nuggets and run with it to live the best life that you can. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Half wheels will clean. Also, don't forget to go to lindamonroe.com and order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Have Not Lived. It definitely will be a blessing to you. I got some nuggets in there that will help you live your best life. Also have that in audio book as well. So if you don't like to read, I'll read it to you. So until next time, God loves you and so do I. Same time, same station next week. stay on your purpose, walk in love, the agape love, not the eros love, the agape love. And until next time, all is well and be blessed.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.